Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Well, I just got off the phone with E2 Evans, shoe designer, philanthropist, innovator, entrepreneur. Check him out at E2Evans.org, doing wonderful work with his Soulsville Foundation, also the Purple Boot Initiative. You can have him come speak at your school or community organization, helping black and brown boys achieve great things, ages 7 through 11. So E2Evans.org. I also want to thank you guys for your support. We're past 630,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without your support. I really appreciate it. Excuse me. I hope you've enjoyed the shows and learned something and shared with friends and family. Again, thank you so much for your support. Right now, I have Penny Marshall on the line. Penny, can you hear me?
And good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, thank you for the work you've been doing. Penny is with the Harriet Tubman Journey Committee, and they are having a great event Sunday, March 10th, 2013, to recognize the 100th anniversary of Harriet Tubman's death. Talk to me a little bit about Harriet Tubman. I mean, we learn a lot about that in school. She's one of the most, I guess, renowned African-American historical figures. But what are some things we may not know about Harriet Tubman?
She was just a tremendous woman who made a difference and continues to inspire. She went back more than 10 times after securing her freedom to rescue others, rescue family members, rescue strangers, and even her elderly parents. She believed that slavery was wrong, not only for herself, but those around her. Not only did she try to end slavery through bringing people out of bondage, she also worked in the Civil War as a Union spy. And it's known that she took over 800 people out of South Carolina and brought them north during the Civil War. She was a nurse. She just did everything.
Yes, I was reading that she was a nurse with the Union Army and the spy. I mean, that's something people may or may not be aware of. Some of the things, though, also is that she had some injuries because she was hit in the head and she would have seizures. But even with that, somehow she continued to try to help others. I mean, that's just truly amazing.
And the story surrounding how she got the injury is a story in and of itself, because she went to town, found that there was an individual who was kind of out of place, a slave, and as she saw one of the masters throwing a rock at him, she got in the way, and the rock hit her in the head.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how she ended up with epileptic seizures. But she didn't let that stop her. It's amazing. This woman was 5 foot tall, had seizures, and was a slave, and was able to do things far beyond the imagination.
Wow, that's just, you know, I mean, this day and age, going to get, you know, hundreds of people from somewhere, anywhere, to help them, you know, that takes a lot of courage. Now, she did get married. She married a free man, John Tubman. So that's an accomplishment also for that time around, I think I was reading 1840s sometime, she got married. And, you know, that can be really difficult because she was a slave. They weren't supposed to get married.
Yes, she married him, and unfortunately, when she decided in 1849 that she no longer wanted to be a slave, she went north, and she actually came back to get her husband to bring him out, but he was concerned about his freedom and did not go with her. And then I think it was several years later when she went north, she married another man, a wonderful gentleman who was actually 20 years her junior, and they lived together. They lived together for
9 years.
And they stayed together for 19 years, and actually she outlived him too.
Wow.
So she was an amazing woman.
Now, I was reading that she kind of forgave her master for some things he had done. Is that a true?
She was a very spiritual woman, and so mm-hmm. she believed in forgiveness. There was a time when I think she did sort of feel really angry against him or irritated at him because he had sold off some of the family members and had split up her her family. So she mm-hmm. at some point decided to forgive him.
Wow. I mean, that's a big, big deal to somebody who was beating you, selling your family, who knows what other things they might have done, for her to forgive.
Yes.
I mean, we don't forgive today what, you know, has happened to hundreds, thousands of Africans that were brought over here, Native Americans too. It's very difficult. So let's talk about this route that she would take. Tell us where did she begin and then where did she end up?
Well, she would go through Maryland from Virginia and part south, and then she would travel. She traveled through Maryland. She was actually from there, and then she would go. There's a place in Sandtown that is on the Delaware-Maryland border, and she would travel up through the state and then end up in Pennsylvania. At some point, she had to travel even further because the Fugitive Slave Act, I think it was passed in 1850, made it so that it was difficult for anyone to harbor anyone that had been free. So you had to go all the way to Canada. So she and others had to make the trek all the way to Canada, walking, running, in wagons, whatever, to get out of slavery.
Now, did she work with Frederick Douglass at one point?
Well, he was more of an admirer of hers. Because he thought so much of her because while he did a lot of oratory after he became free, I guess you could say they worked in tandem. She was someone who was on the ground running. He talked about just how brave she was that she continued to make these trips while he spoke a lot about what should be done and how slavery should be ended.
Yes. So she was like on the front lines taking care of business. You needed both parties. You needed people speaking about it but also doing about it, so to speak. Now, are there any writings or things that are remains of hers?
Harriet Tubman could not read or write, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, from other people that were writing.
Yes. But there are people that have interviewed her and, you know, found out information from her. There's also a number of persons that have passed on the oral history of her, her travels, and it's just been, I mean, there's all kinds of books you can read to find out about what she has done.
She worked with John Brown, correct, on helping recruit people for that insurgent activity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she was supposed to be there with him when he completed his insurgents, but she was sick that day. And so, but for being there, she would have been dead herself.
Mm-mm-mm. So that's just a blessing somehow for her to have escaped. I mean, she's had so many blessings. But so now let's talk about the events that are going on and how you're honoring her work. 10 for 10. Talk to me about that.
Yes. Our governor in Delaware decided to proclaim March 10th as Harriet Tubman Day. And so we have developed 10 for the 10th. So there are events going on in Delaware all throughout the 10 days before March 10th. And there's also events in Maryland and Pennsylvania and other places to recognize the centennial because of how important it is. Our event is the culmination of the 10 days of events, and we are going to have a walk, run, ride event. Our website is HarrietTubmanJourney.org. Our Facebook is Harriet Tubman Journey, and you can register and learn more about the event. What we do is we try to track at least a portion of the byway that she's traveled. We were not able to do the whole 97 miles.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, and civilization has kind of taken over. So there are portions where it's difficult to travel, or there's too much traffic. So one part is that there's going to be a caravan of women, primarily motorcycle. Well, there'll be women motorcyclists that will travel from Pennsylvania down to the riverfront area in Delaware, near the Tubman Garrett Park. And that's about a 9-10 mile trek. And then at the riverfront, there'll be a 2-mile walk run. We'll have a program that includes a reenactor point.
And that's on Sunday, March 10th.
Yes. All of these events will be on March 10th. Councilwoman Hanifa Shabazz will speak. The mayor's wife of Wilmington will actually start the race. And there will be a group of charities, because the what this will benefit is a number of charities that help children and folks that need a little assistance. We figured that it was important, in the same way Harriet Tubman gave back, that we give back.
Definitely. I think that's great. Let me mention your phone number, your website, HarrietTubmanJourney.org. And you can call 302-514-7785, and that's to help you register. You also, is it true they can go to the ShopRite Riverfront?
One of our primary sponsors. Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. They have it all set up where you can register right in ShopRite. And if I could tell you, there's a third event in Kent County where we have a relay of Delaware State students and Dover High School students that run. They're going to run 14 miles from Sandtown to Brecknock Park. So if you're interested in going downstate, President of Delaware State University will be there to start the event, and they will continue. And they'll have a celebration right around 12 noon. But the other events will be earlier in the morning.
Also, I want to mention that you are offering a special discount for the listeners. So if you mention Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, you can get a $5 discount. The code is HTJ. Again, if you mention that you listen to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, it's a $5 discount, and the code is HTJ. So I encourage everybody to support this wonderful event. And, again, we really need to look up to this woman, because the courage she had to constantly go back and get people, not just herself, having epileptic seizures, I mean, just forgiving her master, that's a really a bright light that we should hold up and take as an example today. I mean, we go through a lot of struggles today. At work, there's a lot of passive racism, kind of undercover things going on, and we have to put up with that. And I think we should take this as an example, just to continue going, to continue forging ahead, you know, when things get difficult. And what do you see for, is this going to happen every year, every 100 years? How are we going to somehow, you know,
well,
I guess continue to honor her?
What I see, we call this the inaugural event, so we'd like to continue it. Maybe we won't be so ambitious next year to honor every charity that we've included this year, but maybe some other charities we could support. And I think the idea to keep her legacy going, we have to sort of be able to look back. I think the Sankofa concept, look back to be better now that we've gone forward. The economic strife that we deal with, people's disabilities, those kind of things, she was able to overcome everything. I mean, think of her in the marsh. Think of her walking until her shoes were missing. I mean, there were no shoes. People had to come up with something to wrap her feet. Laying down quietly in the bottom of something or in a house so that no one caught her. And there were many times when they were almost caught. And I think about the problems we have now pale in comparison. So telling her story over and over again, I think, is an inspiration. So I'm going to try to get some other people involved to kind of repeat something that honors her and also gives attention to just what she was able to do, this remarkable woman.
Yes. Well, I think that's great. And, again, I want to mention your website again, HarrietTubmanJourney.org. Also call 302-514-7785 to learn more about the events and register. If you mention Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, you can get a $5 discount. Tell them the code HTJ. Again, HTJ for a $5 discount. I want to thank you so much, Penny, for coming on today and talking about this wonderful work and events happening Sunday, March 10th. Recognize the 100th anniversary of conductor Armonita Harriet Tubman. Now, can you tell, do you know what Araminta means?
You know what? It did have a meaning, and it's missing.
Okay. We'll have to look that
from
up.
My memory.
I'll do a contest about that.
Well, you know what? There's actually, we have a contest that I forgot to mention that we're having kids talk. They're talking about what if Harriet Tubman had a laptop computer and a cell phone.
Ah! Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is great. And what do the kids, what do they win if they, you know,
$100.
What do they win?
They're going to win $100. And
I want to join.
And they even get to go to the Children's Museum. If you have a registration, you can go over there afterwards. So.
Oh, my God, $100? I'll have to disguise myself. Oh,
we're
God,
waiting to
you.
See what the answer is.
Yes. Well, thank you so much again, Penny, for coming on. And congratulations on the event, and I wish you a lot of success with it.
And thank you so much for having us.
You have a wonderful Saturday, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, I want to encourage everybody to check out their website, harriettubmanjourney.org. Also call 302-514-7785 to learn more about the day's events, Harriet Tubman Day, Sunday, March 10th. They're recognizing the 100th anniversary of conductor Araminta Harriet Tubman's death. She was also called Moses, and she's done daring things that we can't even imagine having to go through, walking and wrapping her feet, being beat, having epileptic seizures, forgiving her master. She was admired by Frederick Douglass. She worked with John Brown on his insurgent, and I just found out that she was sick the day that they did the insurgency, so she wasn't there, but thankfully she wasn't because she was able to continue her work, her great work. So again, check out harriettubmanjourney.org. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. I think I'm going to do a contest to find out about the meaning of her name. So follow me at Joy Keys, become a fan on Facebook, and maybe you'll win something. I don't know, a book, music, a gift card. We'll have to see. Well, you have a wonderful Saturday. Stay tuned next Saturday, March 9th. I'll be talking with Barry Floyd from BET's The Game TV show. Also, if you missed my interview with Jay Ellis from BET The Game, you can check that out starting Thursday, March 7th. At 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, Jay Ellis is a new lead on BET's The Game Show. So check that out March 7th at 7 p.m. And on March 9th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, be talking with Barry Floyd, actor Barry Floyd from BET The Game. You guys have a wonderful Saturday, and check out harriettubmanjourney.org and learn more about the events happening on March 10th.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.